All right, we're going to make our third call. This number is going to be 602-262-7626.
It's the City of Phoenix Police Department. If this is an emergency, hang up and dial 911. To make a non-emergency police report or to request a police officer respond within the City of Phoenix, press 1. For information regarding inmates at the Maricopa...
Go ahead and press 1.
Wait while I transfer your call.
The Phoenix Police Department non-emergency number. If this is a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Our menu options have changed. Please listen carefully before making a selection.
Para continuar en español, oprima el número 2.
For the Maine County Jail, press 1. To request a copy of the police report, press 2.
Okay, we'll go ahead and press 2 this time.
Press 3. To be connected to the non-emergency number to file a report, press 4. To be connected to a specific police precinct, press 5. If you have a report number and need to speak with a detective about an ongoing case, press 6.
We're going to press 6.
For family investigations, please press 1. For auto theft, please press 2. For document crimes, please press 3. For General Victim Crimes Bureau Assistance, please press 4. To repeat this menu, please press 8 or stay on the line. To return to the main menu, please press 9. For family investigations, please press 1. For auto theft, please press 2. For document crimes, please press 3. For General Victim Crimes Bureau Assistance, please press 4. To repeat this menu, please press 8 or stay on the line. To return to the main menu, please press 9. For family investigations, please press 1. For auto theft, please press 2. For document crimes, please press 3. For General Victim Crimes Bureau Assistance, please press 4. To repeat this menu, please press 8 or stay on the line. To return to the main menu, please press 9. For family investigations, please press 1. For auto theft, please press 2. For document crimes, please press 3. For General Victim Crimes Bureau Assistance, please press 4. To repeat this menu, please press 8 or stay on the line. To return to the main menu, please press 9. For family investigations, please press 1. For auto theft, please press 2. For document crimes, please press 3. For General Victim Crimes Bureau Assistance, please press 4. To repeat this menu,
wait while I transfer your call.
I pressed 4.
Hi, Grant.
Yeah, hi, my name's Casey, and who'd have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Julie. How can I help you?
Yeah, Julie, I have an ongoing case number here, and trying to reach out to Sergeant Sullivan. Is there any way, if I give you a report number, you can maybe help figure out what I need to be, where I could...
Yeah, what's the number on that?
You want the request number or just the report number you gave me?
No, just the report number for now.
Okay, so 20-22-012-38-550.
Oh, crud. My fingers were fat.
Oh, that's all right.
Numbers. I apologize.
So, no worries, no worries. So, it's going to be...
2022.
Yep, 01-23-85-50.
Okay, so what in the world am I doing?
It's all right, it's Monday.
So it's 2022.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3.
Nope. Just put a 0 right in front of that. Nope. Put a 0 right after the 2022, in between the 1.
Okay. We when it's in our system, we take those off. So the numbers after that 0 is 1, 2, 3, 8, 5, 5, 0.
Well, let me ask you something. I wouldn't know that if you guys internally take off a number, because this is the number he gave me. This is the number the sergeant said. If you call in and you need to look up this report, this is what you're going to need. So are you telling me that this number he gave me would not match something internally because you guys use something different?
No.
All right.
No. So after the 0, it's 1, 2, 3, 8, 5, 5, 0.
You got it.
Okay, that's what I need to know.
Got you. Okay.
This happened at Cave Creek and Mountain Pass Gate, or Mountain Gate Pass?
Yeah, rough location, my dear.
All right. There is no report.
Yeah,
no report ever written that day.
Oh, there must have been, because I was put in handcuffs.
No. Were you booked into jail?
No, he threatened to put me in jail.
Okay, so basically what the officer wrote is what we call an FI card.
Okay.
And it's just an information-only card that you were contacted on this date, and this was the information at that time.
All right.
That's all that's here.
What does it say? What can I know?
I have no idea what it says.
All right, well, I have a lawsuit that I would like to eventually serve to your agency. But unfortunately, I have to get certain information prior to that and give you guys all the opportunity to I got to be able to come to the records request, right, and be able to get what I can. But it's a very unfortunate situation. But I'll be a thorn in this agency's side. I mean, I'll literally call every single day. I'll be a thorn in this side. And it's not to be rude, ma'am. It's to say because my rights were violated by a sergeant, and for there to not be anything in the system only furthers the fact that something happened that day that he did not want to put on the record. And okay.
Well, at this point, I'm going to end this conversation because that's all the information that I can give you that I have in front of me.
Yeah, well, I need to talk to Sergeant. That's fine.
I can tell you.
I need to talk to Sergeant Soldier.
Information card. Ma'am. And if you want a copy of it, you can go to public records.
Ma'am, I don't. Ma'am, I don't. I just want to get a hold. He was asked of me to call back after 1 month if I did not have the information. So that's why I'm calling. Okay? So I am looking to talk to Sergeant Sullivan. Like, that is a request of mine. Him and I need to have a conversation. He was the arresting gentleman that day. All right? There were 15 to 20 officers on site. There was a gentleman who lost his life that day. So there isn't a camera that wasn't recording. There were way too many cops and way too much that was happening in this moment.
Name on the sergeant?
I just told you his name is Sergeant Sullivan. That's all you guys do.
I asked you, do you have his first name?
Ma'am, I didn't have anything. I barely got that.
Okay. The only sergeant I have on the department named Sullivan works out of Public Affairs Bureau. PSB.
This guy is apparently, I won't even say he's apparently or anything because it doesn't matter. Bottom line is my rights were violated. I want to bring this agency.
Again,
listen.
I'm gonna end this call.
No, you're not going to end this call. You're going to help me find the direct location. Okay. So as you guys can see, this is a constant roll around with these people transferring you everywhere.
If this is an emergency,
and I'm going to send this audio.
Dial 911. To make a non-emergency police report or to request a police officer respond within the city of Phoenix, press 1. For information regarding inmates at the Maricopa County Jail, press 2. For a city of Phoenix telephone number other than the Phoenix Police Department, press 3. To request a copy of a Phoenix Police Department report or to make a public records request, press 4. To speak to an officer about a Phoenix police issue, press 5. Your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Usted se ha comunicado con el Departamento de Policía de la Ciudad de Phoenix. Si esta es una emergencia, cuelgue y marque 911. Para hacer un reporte de policía que no sea una emergencia o para solicitar que un policía responda dentro de la Ciudad de Phoenix, oprima el número 1. Para información sobre los reclusos en la cárcel del Condado Maricopa, oprima el número 2. Para obtener un número de teléfono de la Ciudad de Phoenix, que no sea del Departamento de la Policía de Phoenix, oprima el número 3 para solicitar una copia de un informe del Departamento de Policía o para hacer una solicitud de registros públicos, oprima el número 4. Para hablar con un oficial sobre un problema en la ciudad de Phoenix, oprima el número 5. Su llamada será contestada en la orden recibida.
You've reached the City of Phoenix Police Department. If this is an emergency, hang up and dial 911. To make a non-emergency police report or to request a police officer respond within the city of Phoenix, press 1. For information,
we're going to go ahead and press 1 this time. That a Phoenix officer respond. And that's what I'm asking for.
Non-emergency number. If this is a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Our menu options have changed. Please listen carefully before making a selection.
Para continuar en español, oprima el número 2.
For the Maine County Jail, press 1. To request a copy of the police report, press 2. For online reporting, press 3. To be connected to the non-emergency number to file a report, press 4. To be connected to a specific police precinct, press 5. If you have a report number and need to speak with a detective about an
pressing 6 again.
Please press 1. For auto theft, please press 2. For document crimes, please press 3. For General Victim Crimes Bureau assistance, please press 4. To repeat this menu, please press 8 or stay on the line. To return to the main menu, please
press 8 real quick. I missed that first part.
For family investigations, yeah. Please press 1. For auto theft, please press 2. For document crimes, please press 3. For General Victim Crimes Bureau assistance, please press 4. To repeat this menu, please.
We're going to go ahead and press 4 again.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Probably won't even answer. It's pretty sad. The report number, I tell them I've been victimized and they don't care. It's like, we don't care. How dare you call us and tell us our officers violated your rights? We don't want to hear about that. Yeah, well, you're going to hear about it. Had enough gaslighting and stonewalling from all these agencies. They're going to hate me when they find out that I've been carrying everything. They're not going to pick up. Customer service here rocks. So they're going to pick up and put me on hold because they don't want to talk to me or address me. So we're going to call recording, we'll catch all that, and we'll send this over and make this real simple to show what kind of gaslighting these people do to
me. You have reached the Phoenix Police Department non-emergency number. If this is a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Sent me right back through the IVR.
Our menu options have changed. Please listen carefully before making a selection.
Para continuar en español, oprima el número 2.
For the Maine County Jail, press 1. To request a copy of the police report, press 2. For online reporting, press 3. To be connected to the non-emergency number to file a report, press 4. To be connected to a specific police precinct, press 5. If you have a report number and need to speak with a detective about an ongoing case, press 6. For the Maine County Jail, press 1. To request a copy of the police report, press 2. For online reporting.
Wait while I transfer your call.
We went ahead and pressed 2 on this one.
You have reached the Phoenix Police Department Public Records and Services Unit. Usted ha llamado al Departamento de Archivos Públicos del Departamento de Policía de Phoenix. Para información en español, oprima el número 1.
We're 15 minutes into this audio and we've got...
Our address is 1717 East Grant Street, suite number 100, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034. We are located on Grant Street, east of 16th Street. Our office hours are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. We are closed on most city holidays. For information on fingerprint
apparently you're
services,
closed right now.
Please press 1.
It's a Monday.
For information on obtaining a copy of a traffic accident report, please press 2. For information on obtaining a copy of a departmental report, please press 3. For information on letters of clearance, please press 4. For additional items that are available, please press 5. To repeat this information, press 9. If you need additional information, please press 0 to speak to an operator. If you receive this message,
right,
your call
go
may
0.
Be monitored or recorded for training purposes. Thank you for holding. Our representatives are helping other callers. Please hold for the next available representative. Callers. Please continue to hold, and your call will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for holding. Our representatives are still helping other callers. Please continue to hold, and your call will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for holding. Our representatives are still helping other callers. Please continue to hold, and your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Yeah, hi. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Maria.
Yeah, hi, Maria. My name is Casey, and I am I'm on a hunt to find a gentleman that I spoke with about a month ago at your agency. His name is Sergeant Sullivan, and he informed me that he would be following up with me, gave me a report number and all the context.
Okay, I'm sorry. So what was the name of the sergeant?
Yeah, Sergeant Sullivan.
Okay,
but I have a report number.
Here.
No worries. I got a report number, so let me give that to you, and we'll see where we can get from there. I got a 20-22-01-23-85-50.
Hold on. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, my name is Casey.
Okay, give me that report number again, because I can't find anything with that number.
Yeah, go ahead and tell me the number that you wrote down there.
2023-012.
Nope.
Okay, yeah. give me the number, please. That's why I asked you to give me the number.
Yeah, no worries. I just want to make sure, because the last person was a little confused, too. And
yeah,
so
I didn't really give you the number yet.
All right, so we're going to go step by step, okay? 2022-01-23-8550.
Hold on, please.
Thank you. This is it. Gaslighting every day. I swear to God, these agencies do this, and it's like they think that they have the most competent tests to take to get people into these jobs. Oh, we have all the right staffing equipment and all the right PI indicators to tell us who needs these types of jobs. Yeah, these are the PI indicators they use. Garbage. They're the worst people in these positions. And it's designed that way.
So this person you spoke to, what is their name again?
I don't know. Who wrote the report? What does it show you?
I can't give you what's right. on a report.
Then
are
I don't really...
for a name
yeah.
of officer?
No worries. I want the person who... What I want is the person who wrote the report to give me a call.
The name? Sure.
Yeah.
The name of the officer? Is that what you're looking for?
I don't know. I don't. I'm looking to follow up because here's what I have in my notes, okay? I had a...
Okay, sir. Please listen. You mentioned that you wanted to speak to Sergeant Sullivan, right?
Possibly not. I may not care about Sergeant Sullivan, so I'm not going to want to keep going down finding something that may not be plausible for me to find. Oh, I'm not screaming, I promise you. I've been on this phone. No, I'm recording this call. It's been on for 24 minutes, so I can assure you that I'm not yelling.
You don't have to scream?
I'm not screaming, ma'am, so let's move on. I don't need to do that. I just need to move on. Okay, so I need to speak with the gentleman that wrote this report with me 1 month ago. That's what I would like.
Okay, whoever wrote the report is what I'm going to have, the name of the officer. Are you ready for the name?
Yes, ma'am.
The spelling is Z as in zebra. O, P as in Paul, F as in Frank. And I will give you the phone number. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, Zopf. Z-O-P-F, right?
Right.
Yeah, his badge number is 7328. He was the arresting officer.
No, 7382.
Or excuse me, 7382.
Sir, again. You either stop screaming or I will end the
call. Ma'am, I'm not screaming. I assure you. You're taking this wrong. Ma'am, I assure you, I'm not screaming. This is my voice. Oh my gosh. Guys, can you see this on the live recorded call? They say I'm screaming. All I'm doing is talking. These people obviously think I'm supposed to have some, like, fancy little girl voice or something. I'm not doing this with these people. Gaslighting. Once again, gaslighting me. Just answer the question. Just answer the question.
To make a non-emergency police report or to request a police officer...
This is unbelievable.
...in the city of Phoenix, press 1. For information regarding inmates at the Maricopa County Jail...
I'm going to try it again.
For a city of Phoenix telephone number other than the Phoenix Police Department, press 3. To request a copy of a Phoenix Police Department report or to make a public records request, press 4. To speak to an officer about a Phoenix police issue, press 5. Your call will be...
Try 5.
Wait while I transfer your call.
I mean, goodness gracious. The fact that these people think I'm screaming is a whole nother thing. I'm just loud because that's how I talk. Like, could you imagine somebody telling Dan Pena to not talk the way he talks? And he's like, I'm not screaming. You're not going to get Dan Pena to give you some little girl's voice. It's just not his voice.
City of Phoenix voice messaging system.
Press Unbelievable.
To access your mailbox or dial the extension you wish to reach.
Okay, so I'm going to get a mailbox.
The City of Phoenix voice messaging system.
Wow.
Press star to access your mailbox or dial the extension you wish to reach.
Well, press zero.
Sorry,
see what that
the
does.
Operator is not available.
All right, we'll go ahead and hang up and dial again. 602-262-7626.
Phoenix Police Department, if this is an emergency, hang up and dial.
And if they were, they should realize how pissed off I should be, because I've been on this for 27 minutes, and this is what I get. This constant loop.
Information regarding inmates.
The pain on the other side. It's just unbelievable.
Other than the Phoenix Police Department. Press 3 to request a copy of a Phoenix Police Department report or to make a public records request, press 4. To speak to an officer about a Phoenix Police issue, press 5. Your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Usted se ha comunicado con el Departamento de Policía de la Ciudad de Phoenix. Si esta es una emergencia, cuelgue y marque 911. Para hacer un reporte de policía que no sea una emergencia, o para solicitar que un policía responda dentro de la ciudad de Phoenix, oprima el número 1. Para información sobre los reclusos en la cárcel del condado.
They know they violated my rights. This is why they won't take my call.
Para obtener un número
they do not want to address this.
De Phoenix, que no sea del departamento de la policía de Phoenix, oprima el número 3. Para solicitar una copia de un informe del departamento.
All I can do is try.
O para hacer una solicitud de registros públicos, oprima el número 4. Para hablar con un oficial sobre un problema en la ciudad de Phoenix, oprima el número 5. Su llamada será contestada en la orden recibida.
You've reached the City of Phoenix Police Department. If this is an emergency, hang up and dial 911. To make a non-emergency police report or to request a police officer respond within the City of Phoenix, press 1. For information regarding...
All right, we're going to try this again. I'm pressing 1, and all I'm requesting is for that gentleman to call me, because that's the request. So if I can't just request that, we have a problem.
This is a life-threatening emergency. Please hang up and dial 911. Our menu options have changed. Please listen carefully before making a selection.
Para continuar en español, oprima el número 2.
For the Maine County Jail, press 1. To request a copy of the police report, press 2. For online reporting, press 3. To be connected to the non-emergency number to file a report, press 4. To be connected to a specific police precinct, press 5. If you have a report number and need to speak with a detective about an ongoing case, press 6.
Okay, I'm going to press 6. This is an ongoing case. So I would like to talk to that person.
Please press 1. For auto theft, please press 2. For document crimes, please press 3. For General Victim Crimes Bureau Assistance, please press 4. To repeat this menu, please press 8 or stay on the line. To return to the main menu,
I'm going to go ahead and press 4.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Yeah, my name is Casey, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Julie. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Julie. I think we spoke earlier, about 15, 20 minutes ago.
Okay, I already explained to you that I'm not going to get into this with you. You need to go down to public records to get copies of all your records and contact our legal department for your lawsuit. I'm not going to have a conversation about this with you.
Sure. Can you just give me some direction so I have a better way to go from... Okay, there you guys go. Not happy about any of this. It's just the sheer shitness of these people is fucking impressive.